Country Club FM.
The Friday train whistle is on Wednesday, special edition.
That can only mean one thing.
I'm gone Thursday and Friday,
correct?
So today, the almanac ready to roll for Wednesday. And it's Wednesday, that's the November 16th. We passed the midway mark of November. Is this month going fast? Seems like they're all going fast now.
Yeah, they do.
It's like when you're young and you're like in high school or whatever, it seems like they just creep along. It seems like summer when you're in high school or in middle school or grade school. Summer seems to be nice and lengthy. There's a good stretch there.
Mm-hmm.
And people change a lot from last day of school to the first day of school in the fall or just before fall, September 20, 21st, whatever.
For me, when I hit 40. Once you hit 40, the years all of a sudden, you blink and you're 41. And it continues to go like that.
It's already the 320th day of the year, 45 left to go. Coca-Cola on this date, it's our patent of the day.
Okay.
When Coca-Cola wasn't the patent for their formula or for their beverage, it was a patent for their bottle. The specially contoured bottle was patented on this date. It's a prototype. Bottle made its commercial debut then the next year. And it kind of went away there for a while when they went away from the glass to the plastic, but then they kind of brought it back in the plastic. It's not exactly the same, but it's very similar.
Yes,
kind of an hourglass feel to it. You know, then Pepsi had their own glass. They had kind of a twist.
Yes.
Pepsi's glass, their glass bottles had a twist on it.
Yeah.
And Coca-Cola was contoured, you know, to each their own. Do the Cola Wars and take the Pepsi challenge.
I just makes you think about growing up and the way we used to buy pop in the bottles in an 8-pack, the little cartons. And
you'd be able to return them for a deposit. Some were no deposit, no return. Others you could get a few cents here or there. And I think some states still do that.
They may. Iowa did it for a long, long time.
Yeah. That people would pack up in states that don't have that. And then they would take their bottles and probably spend everything that they earned on gas money anyway, just to do that.
You're right.
This date in 52.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
She's not the only one, Charlie Brown.
You're a little slow on the uptake.
After years of watching.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
I think we all know what's going to happen.
Hold it. You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself. But Charlie Brown...
This is from the opening scene from a Charlie Brown... It's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, where they serve jelly beans and toast and pretzels.
Right.
And popcorn on a ping pong table.
Very nice.
This was the date, first time in the Peanuts comic strip, that Lucy first held a football. Lucy was a good holder. I mean, regardless of what she does with that ball, and she pulls it away. So poor Charlie Brown. Can you just imagine the back issues that Charlie Brown's going to have as he gets older? All the compaction of his vertebrae.
I'd send her a bill.
C4, C5, C6. They're all just getting compacted, and who knows how much he has left in there.
Right.
Does he have any cartilage at all?
But
any
she
of the
did
soft it. Tissue?
Yeah, right. She did have laces out.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. She is good. She's laces out. And would she do the same to Greg Joseph? Maybe, if he keeps missing extra points. Lucy's going to say, well, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
So that
pull
was
it away and sweep it.
Back in 52, one of the great bits of the Peanuts comic strip debuted this day in 52. And 59.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet.
The Sound of Music debuted on Broadway, and this is Theodore Bickel, who was
not Christopher Plummer.
No, that was from the movie. This is the musical.
Yep.
Do you like
movie? Would be like 6 years later or something.
And I do believe, I think in the movie, that's not Christopher Plummer singing.
That could be.
I think they actually dubbed somebody in, like they did with the Lollipop Guild,
sure,
from Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
don't know. You can look that up, but I thought I remember seeing that, that's not actually Christopher Plummer.
It was Julie
Plummer.
Andrews singing, but right. Not Christopher Plummer.
And, of course, Mary Martin.
Yes.
Played that role on the Broadway side
nice.
Of things. In 1963, the touch-tone telephone was introduced.
Love that.
We had just rotary. Even some people probably in 1963 probably still had the crank.
They probably did.
But touch-tone, new technology, and it really opened the door with the possibilities of phone dialing. You could now answer prompts because of the tones and things. That was the eventual development that you couldn't do.
Yeah.
With the rotary dial.
I remember our first push button, but I would tell you it was...
We didn't get one until 1980.
Oh, yeah, we were sooner than that, probably in the early 70s.
That was 63. How about 66?
The trial lasts 3 weeks. The jury deliberates 8 hours. Sam Shepard is found not guilty.
Sam Shepard was retried, and he was freed on this date by a jury. He spent 9 years in jail.
Wow.
He had been convicted of murdering his pregnant wife. And the Dr. Sam Shepard case is the one that they say the fugitive is loosely based on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this one there was any kind of a one-armed man involved or whatever. You know, obviously in the Richard Kimball case, he never actually did go to prison. It was on the transport bus, right, that
Correct.
He escaped?
Yes.
But what happened with the Dr. Sam Shepard trial earlier, 1954, is that became a media circus. That was the first trial that was media circus. Laws were changed because of that. And it was proven that he did not get a fair trial because of the media's embarrassing performance and behavior during that 1954 trial. So they got the retrial. The Supreme Court got involved. And they said, you got to retry this guy. F. Lee Bailey, remember him from the O.J. trial?
Sure.
Famous attorney.
Yep,
he was the defense guy for Sam Shepard. And the second time around, they were able to get him out.
That's crazy.
And, you know, he took up wrestling, professional wrestling. He had a friend who was a professional wrestler. He wrestled as Killer Sam Shepard.
No kidding. Are you making that up?
No. Nope.
Wow.
Killer Sam Shepard.
I did not know that.
He wrestled 40 matches before his death. In 1970, and he's the one who invented, because he was a doctor, he used kind of medical terms, he invented what's known as the mandible claw that was used by mankind, Mick Foley, with his friend Sacco, the mandible claw, Neil.
Hmm.
And of course, you know mandible maxilla, you're very familiar with all that, the jawbones, mandible and the maxilla. 1973, Dick Nixon.
America's energy demands have grown so rapidly that they now outstrip our energy supplies. As a result, we face the possibility of temporary fuel shortages and some increases in fuel prices in America.
And because of that, on this date in 73, U.S. President Nixon signed the Alaska Pipeline measure into law. The Great Alaska Pipeline was about to be built. I believe, even though he had just been elected to the Senate for the first time out of Delaware, Joe Biden tried to shut that down. But he didn't have a whole lot of clout then.
Not at that point,
he was the junior senator, freshman senator, just barely elected in 72. How about 74?
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
That's John Lennon and Elton John. Elton John singing background. And this was the song where Elton John said, okay, I'm going to help you on it. If it goes to number one, you have to appear with me at Madison Square Garden. Because at that point, John Lennon was still recording, but he'd become a recluse. He wasn't appearing in public. He wasn't doing concerts or anything. And Elton John made the bet. This went to number one. Only one of two solo songs by John Lennon that went to number one. Can you name the other one?
It's
off the Double Fantasy after his death, just like Starting Over. It's just like starting a great song, great album, obviously. And he did hold his end of the bet. He did perform with Elton John at Madison Square Garden shortly
he
thereafter.
Welch.
Yes.
That's good.
The moon is right.
Oh, speaking of former Beatles, this was released on this date. There are some people that hate this song. Your thoughts on Wonderful Christmas Time?
I'm fine with it.
I don't have a problem. It's bubbly.
It's a little poppy.
Let's just be honest. There's a lot worse Christmas songs out there than this. The feeling's here. And really, you should probably say, because it's Christmas, there are no bad Christmas songs. Oh. Any song about Christmas should be good. So that was back in, and that includes Elmo and Patsy.
Sure.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. And then in the news in 2000, that was 79, 2015.
Diamonds don't get bigger than this. Check this out. An 1,100 carat rock was found in Botswana. It is the biggest diamond unearthed in a century. In fact, it is off the charts. Jewelers can't put a value on it yet because it's just too big for computer analysis, but some believe it is worth about 66 million big ones.
Well, that's a big diamond.
That is. Wow.
That one wouldn't even fit on Zsa Zsa Gabor's finger. I'm sure she would have tried. But that was 2015. We have birthdays now today for Wednesday.
All right.
This is my mom.
And if everything I say about the four-wheel drive Isuzu Trooper 2 isn't true, may she be struck by lightning. It can carry a symphony orchestra or every book in the Library of Congress. And the nice part is the Trooper 2 starts at just $10.80.
That's Joe Isuzu. Good marketing there by Isuzu,
right,
to bring in David Leisure, who was also the annoying neighbor as Charlie on Empty Nest. Every sitcom had to have an annoying neighbor. If you didn't have an annoying neighbor, you're not going to be a successful sitcom.
Correct.
David Leisure is 72. They called him Doc Gooden, Dr. K as well, because he had a lot of strikeouts. He was as good as they got, helped the Mets to the 86 World Series championship. He and Daryl Strawberry spent some time probably out in the bullpen or elsewhere doing things you shouldn't do at a ballpark.
No, got him suspended and in trouble.
Yeah, drugs were an issue. Dwight Gooden probably limited his success in the... because he's not in the Hall of Fame. He just didn't have enough longevity.
He had a live arm.
Yeah, he certainly did. But he made some bad decisions there. It affected his career. 58. One of the Cosby kids.
Huxtables.
You hired the stripper.
It wasn't me. Martin wanted her.
When is somebody going to believe me? I said no.
No, you said no.
She was Denise Huxtable. And I believe it was Theo who hired the stripper. He kind of had that way about him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was his friend. What was his friend? Not Jazz. That was Will Smith. Yeah, but anyway, Lisa Bonet, 55. Wasn't she with Mike Tyson? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Mm.
No, Lisa Bonet married... She married Lenny Kravitz. That was Robin Givens from Head of the Class.
Right.
Lisa Bonet, I think.
Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz. That sounds
right. That's right, 55. We'll get things sorted out here on the Almanac.
Takes a while.
Neil, if you haven't adored two Amore, because I can't say me because that'd be my, in a while, you probably should. I adore me Amore. Color me bad.
I don't know what this is about.
You've never heard that one? Color Me Bad? I Want to Sex You Up?
I've heard it. It does sound somewhat familiar.
Brian Abrams. I almost said Adams, but it's Brian Abrams, who was one of the key members of Color Me Bad. He's put on a little weight, which happens.
Yeah.
I just saw a recent picture of him. That's okay. Still looking strong, still singing up a storm. He's 53.
I went online to see how you guys should wear these, and apparently it's called a cummerbund. Not a cummerbund.
Makes me wonder if there are other words I've been saying wrong.
What's going on with us that you can't ask me for 50 cents?
It's a hypodermic situation. How's your philosophical journey for the meaning of life going? You didn't know where you were, or how to play piano, or sing, or anything from the last 8 months. You had ambrosia.
Anemia.
She was from Raising Hope. Martha Plimpton was the mom.
Raising Hope.
Don't you like any of those liners? They were funny.
They were good.
She was screwing up, messing up words. Malapropes, I believe, is the technical term for those on Raising Hope. Martha Plimpton, I don't think she's any relation to George Plimpton.
That's what I was going to ask.
52 today here on our list. She was Bruce Wayne's girlfriend in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, she got blowed up.
Yes, she did.
You once told me that if the day came when I was finished, then we'd be together.
Bruce, don't make me your one hope for a normal life.
Did you mean it?
Yes.
And I think she got blowed up by the Joker.
Was she Commissioner Gordon's daughter?
No, she was Rachel Dawes.
Oh, Rachel Dawes.
Rachel Dawes is the character.
Okay.
And that's what's not Gordon. I don't think so.
I thought there was one where he lost his daughter, but maybe close to losing her. But.
No, it's Maggie Gyllenhaal, sister of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
45 for her today. You remember Oksana Baiul from Ukraine?
Yes.
One heck of an Olympic gold medal winning figure skater. I believe she is now in the Ukrainian army fighting the Russians.
That's not funny. But
all hands on deck. Yeah. That's a bad situation.
It's a terrible
situation. If anything, she could rally support for them.
Oh, I bet she could.
And they need it. And they're not doing that poorly.
She was very skilled on the ice, for sure.
Oksana Baiul, 45. She did win a gold medal. Yeah. This was the 94 Olympic Games. But she wasn't the painted bird. Wasn't there one called the painted bird?
Yes, I don't think that was her, though.
Pete Davidson's on our list today.
What Kanye said after he went off the air last week was one of the worst, like, most awkward things I've ever seen here. And I've seen Chevy Chase speak to an intern.
Pete Davidson, cast member on SNL. He just recently left. He has dated some of the high-end ladies.
Really?
It's really unbelievable. Kim Kardashian, Scarlett Johansson, or is that the other guy? That might be the other guy on the SNL Weekend Update. But Ariana Grande was one. Pete Davidson, I don't get it.
He's done well.
Yeah, he has. And he's 29 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Excuse me. One of the older gones that we're going to mention. We don't start with 42 B.C., too often, but Roman Emperor Tiberius, you know, he went by just by one name at that point. I think he was actually a Julius Caesar, too, but they just call him Tiberius.
That's where James Kirk got his middle name, James Tiberius Kirk.
Well, he was an emperor in Rome. Of course, it was shortly thereafter. I don't know the exact dates of his service as emperor, but just to take my word for it, he was. And 42 B.C. I'm going to go right down the list to one of the best. You loved him in the Rocky movies. You loved him in Grumpier Old Men. And I loved him as the Penguin in the Batman TV show, Burgess Meredith.
Spread your wings, Mr. Cagey Bird. We're flying you down to headquarters.
On what charge, boy wonder?
Illegal umbrellas.
Assault and battery disturbing the peace. We've got enough to put you back on ice, Penguin.
Oh, tut, tut, Batman. I only make the umbrellas. What they do after they leave here is hardly my affair now, is it?
He's right.
Illegal umbrellas.
Yeah.
What is the charge or the jail term for illegal umbrellas?
I don't know, but they have to have some fine feathered finks.
But boy wonder knew. So 1907 for the, he could do it as a comedian, he could do it straight, he was great, Burgess Meredith, 1907. And the voice of many of our favorite cartoon characters was Charles Dawson, who we knew as Dawes Butler.
Do you have a partial list of all the voices
that
he did?
Well, I thought he was Quickstraw McGraw too, but he was Yogi, Huckleberry Hound, Elroy Jetson.
Yes, he was Quick Draw. He was Baba Looey, Snagglepuss, Augie Doggy.
Oh, I forgot about Augie Snooper, Doggy.
Snooper and Blabber.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Peter Potamus and one of the great, Wally Gator.
Boy, that does it. I'm busting out of here. One, two, three, and over the wall for me.
An alligator.
An excellent guest, sir. You shall hear from my insurance adjuster, sir.
No alligator ever in the history of alligators wore a fedora better than Wally Gator.
He was a prize for sure. And yeah, he was not only Quickstraw McGraw, but he was his alter ego, El Cabong.
El Cabong. And he was well. Captain Crunch.
And he was,
Dawes Butler yes, did the Captain voice Crunch. Of Captain Crunch in the commercials.
You can hear them all right yeah. there when he was doing. Oh, he was so talented. One of the great Hanna-Barbera cartoon voices, Dawes Butler, was born on this day, 1916. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
A couple of 70s tunage omissions all by right. your staff.
All right.
When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this.
We just mentioned these guys last
Let's
week.
Just kiss and say goodbye.
The Manhattans, that's him right there, the bass singer. Winfred Blue Lovett of the Manhattans.
All right.
Such a dreamy song from the 70s.
Very good tune.
He was born this day in 1943. Can't tell me you didn't get down to Disco Inferno.
I did. I had my white bell bottoms and my purple
Jimmy
flowered
Ellis.
Shirt.
Jimmy Ellis, the lead singer of the Tramps, who did this song right here.
Unbuttoned to the navel.
And a great harvest of chest hair, I'm sure.
And more chains than Kurt. What's our quarterback's name?
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins on the flight home. Yeah, that's what I was rocking.
So Jimmy Ellis from the Tramps, 1937. Now we can officially say
they're all gone,
but not forgotten. We have some good ones here to start out today. Brad Paisley, The World.
Oh, yeah.
We have Aaron Tippin, where the Stars, Stripes, and the Eagles fly. Mm-hmm. Or Every Second by Colin Ray.
Ooh, those are good ones. I'm going to give Brad Paisley a go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KD.